Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
In recent years, cotton acreage has grown in Oklahoma, and today we are the third largest cotton state in the U.S. based on acres planted. Oklahoma Cotton Council is proud to serve the cotton producers and those who are a part of the cotton industry, promoting and protecting their interests. The Oklahoma Cotton Council works for the cotton farmer in areas of research, advocacy, and education. Follow the Oklahoma Cotton Council on Facebook or check out the Oklahoma Cotton Council website, okecotton.org.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realtors, Gateway First Bank, Gateway Mortgage, and No Man's Land Beef Jerky. The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. For more information on this spectacular Christmas event, go to theoneenid.com. That's The One, O-N-E, Enid.com.
Today's cattle futures market actually quite strong. We had some really strong cash trade up to 141. So that was, $3 higher than last week, or steady to $3 higher than last week. So that's a really good surprise, and the live cattle reflected that. December live cattle looks like they're going to close up $1.65 at $137.65. Still not as high as they were three trading days ago. On that day, the December live cattle on the 29th got all the way up to 139.12, so still about $1.50 off of that previous high, but today made pretty good progress. The next month, February, we're 97 cents higher at 139.57. The April's 82 higher at 142.60. Midday box beef up $1.28 on choice at 271. So box beef has been getting weaker. The select up 61 at 258.58. The choice select spread is tightened down to $12.92. January feeders were down 5 cents at 165.77. The index currently 161.34. The March up 42 at 168.32. There's a lot of people surprised that, early on the feeder cattle were lower on the day and corn was higher. So there was some selling just based on the fact that corn was higher, but they fought back all the way back to positive on the day. So really a pretty good day for the futures market.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
But grain futures were kind of the leader in the ag sector. We had the wheats on fire here. We were up anywhere from 14 to 28 in the Chicago wheat. Kansas City wheat about the same, 14 to 24. The March was up 23 at 842 and a quarter is where it settled. July of next year, 823 and a half, up 18 and a quarter. So the wheat futures rebounding, and we're back above some critical moving averages. And if we get some follow through, even tomorrow, and the momentum still going up, we'll go test those highs hopefully. The highs on the July contract were about five trading days ago, and that price was right at 871. So still another nearly 50 cents to go for the July to go back and test those highs. But without any rainfall in the forecast, the whole month of December is expected to be dry according to long-term forecasts. So especially as further you go west, starting with the wheat belt, the drier it gets. So likely to stay dry. The bean market was 4 to 16 higher, with January up 16 at 1244. Cotton unchanged to 6 and a quarter higher. March cotton 576 and three quarters, which is going to end up being up about 5 and a quarter. And then cotton today down 49 in D's, down 49 cents in March. March is at 103.70. The low today was 102.50. And if you go back and look at the sell-off here, we're nearly 15 cent sell-off in March cotton.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.